May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 237, the first part. Let us ask the important question, brethren, be not too secure, what it is to be a Christian, how we may our hearts assure. Vain is all our best devotion, if on false foundations built. True religion's more than notion, something must be known and felt. Hymn 237.
Let us read from the Word of God in Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 1. The epistle of Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 1. These first few verses, friends, it can be said, I believe, that they are really speaking of the covenant of God. The first verse, beginning the first chapter in Ephesians, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise and glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. May the Lord bless his holy word to us, and may he help us in prayer. O Lord God Almighty, thou great sovereign Lord God, Jehovah the living God, we call upon thee once more, we seek we may find access to thee, Lord, now as we come before thee. Do grant to us each, we beg, a breath of real prayer. Lord, we beg for this, for each living soul, those made alive by grace, we might come together at the throne of grace, bow at the footstool of mercy, come with our needs, confessing our sins, pleading, Lord, O look in mercy upon us. Lord, we're all sinners gathered here. Thou knowest we trust thou hast shown this, taught this to us, many of us. Though solemn as it is, Lord, the solemn reality of being a convicted and convinced sinner, and yet this is a blessing to be brought to know really truly our condition. Oh, as we know this, Lord, under thy solemn teachings, may we come with confession, may we come with sincerity of utterance. Lord, we know we cannot hide anything from thee, for thou seest us through and through. But Lord, we do come now, truly needing to confess our sins. Lord, oh, the secret of the favour of God to poor, hell-deserving sinners is that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. O Lord, help us each to honestly, with true, sincere confession, confess our sins before thee now. O, and Lord, that we may plead the blood that did for sin atone. Lord, this is all our hope. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Lord, oh, thou knowest how thou hast taught thy people this, brought them to know it in true reality. Lord, thou knowest those here who know it. Lord, who desire to be assured of their interest in thy great salvation. Lord, the favour of hope, good hope, through grace, Lord, is given thy people. But what they need to know is and have is the assurance of faith. To be assured of it, Lord. Oh, not to be in any doubtful mind. Oh, we are so much in such a mind. So much it is, Lord. We are troubled with unbelief. Lord, oh, we beg of thee tonight, and thou wouldst so come here among us, and by the divine influence and exercise of the Spirit, grant that poor souls may be earnest in seeking to know the favour of being assured of their part and lot in thy great salvation. Lord, oh, thou knowest we sometimes are led to consider a case like this. Lord, if one sin is left unpardoned, we shall be lost. Oh, Lord, help us to confess all our sins, sins of thought and word and deed, professing people are, Lord, sometimes troubled in the sense that they do not want to confess sins of deed. We may confess heart sins, sins of thought, but oh, we try to hold on to self-righteousness that we're living right. But Lord, we've got sins of thought, word and deed. Oh, if we're truly honest, we have to confess this. Lord, we beg of thee, may it be a true, sincere confession. We lay these things before thee. We plead before thee for forgiveness, that thou wilt so look in mercy on us, and for the sake of thy dear, well-beloved Son, thou mightest so forgive our sins. Oh, speak pardon tonight to poor troubled sinners. Oh, thou knowest those that need it, those that are in earnest to plead for it, those that truly feel the needy application of the atonement to them. Lord, the apostles spoke, wrote of it to the Romans, we have received the atonement. This is what poor sinners need, Lord. Oh, to have that divine atonement on, applied to them, to receive it, to know the blessedness of it. Oh, to know thy way according to thy purchased possession of thy people. Lord, thou must and hast paid the price for their redemption. Oh, make it known, seal it to souls. Oh, that they might know their pardon sign and peace with God. Lord, we seek to know it. Those of us who know have known this favour, we do seek to have it renewed, to be renewed within and reconciled to God. Oh, have that washing, that fresh application of the atonement. Lord, we beg for it. Lord, oh, we beg. We may by faith behold the blood of the covenant, that we may by faith behold the Lamb of God. We may by faith come to Calvary, to creep beside him like a worm, see him bleed for me. Lord, oh, we beg, give revelation of this vital, important, wondrous sight. Oh, blessed sight, oh, lovely form. For sinful worms like me, I creep beside him like a worm, see him bleed for me. Lord, oh, we beg of thee, grant it. Oh, we would have reverence in pleading, Lord. Oh, we would be reverent. Oh, we beg for godly fear. We beg we might know it in the secret of it, the secret of the Lord. Is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Oh, Lord, oh, we beg for this, that poor souls might be so blessed, made rich. Oh, Lord, one said, I'm rich to all the intents of bliss. Be this religion mine, this religion which is by the seal of the Spirit, by the application of the blood, by the signing and seal of pardon of sin, and the peace that is felt when sin is pardoned, when the blood is applied, the peace that is felt by such favoured souls. O Lord, we pray that this may be known by precious souls here this night. Lord, oh, we come begging for it, and know it's those that really need it. No, we pray for any that are not so earnest in their need of it. Oh, that Thou would deal with them, teach them. We pray for any souls that may have felt condemned this morning under the word. Oh, where it has been, and they are backslidden. Thou knowest how we sung, Lord, this morning, concerning backsliding. And, Lord, Thou knowest how we felt. There was such a ring of confirming in what we had come along to deliver this morning in those things of that theme regarding backsliding. Lord, that Thou must use Thy correcting rod in love to correct Thy people. Oh, to deal with them in love and mercy as our Heavenly Father chastising, correcting, Lord, oh, Lord, that we might know the reality of the favour, which is in love and not in anger, to give them an expected end, to give us an expected end. Lord, oh, we pray for any that felt condemned and troubled and burdened through that solemn reality of falling or backsliding. Lord, those that had gone into Bypath Meadow, those that seem to be far off, those that even may feel their hope is perished from the Lord. And Lord, we know these things which afflict poor souls, which are such a cross, such a trial. Oh Lord, as we read in the book of Job, these afflictions do not rise from the dust, nor trouble from the ground. There's a needs be, there's a reason He causeth it to come, for correction, for His land. And Lord, oh, we believe Thou causeth it to come for mercy. Lord, oh, the mercy. The mercy in Thy solemn dealings, Lord, with Thy dear people, Thy children. Oh, kindest fathers will chastise their children. And Lord, Thou art so exceeding kind. Lord, we believe the purpose, Thy purpose will be that in time, when they were sanctified, when they were blessed in this way, Thy people will sing Thy loving kindness. His loving kindness, however great. His loving kindness, however free. And even to sing His loving kindness in the skies as we're taken home to glory. Oh Lord, oh His loving kindness, His loving kindness, oh how great, oh how free. Lord, oh may it be. We shall know it within Thy purposes of love and mercy, that this is what and why Thou art so dealing with us. Oh, to bless us, to humble us. Pride and self must be brought down. Oh, Lord, we might be so taught in these ways by such means, though strange to tell. The Lord will teach them Jesus well. Lord, oh, may we know these things by experience. Lord, Thy servant spoke to us on Friday evening. I have learned by experience. Lord, oh, may we be in the favour of that, be able to acknowledge it. I have learned by experience, humbling experience, melting experience, experience which perfectly agrees with the Word of God. The reality of gracious experience that the dear Holy Spirit so works to teach and to sanctify and bless the children of God, the people of God. Lord, that we might learn. We fail to be but learners yet. And we beg of thee, teach us what we need to know. So cause us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. And Lord, as we've been trying to deliver the message this afternoon to the friends at Braintree and to you therefore which believe, he is precious. Lord, thou knowest how we've gone to speak this morning concerning the exceeding great and precious promises. Lord, how thou didst promise to Noah of old, and did say in that wonderful way, I do put my bow in the cloud. What a wonderful witness the bow in the cloud is. What a wonderful reaffirming and confirming of the promise. Seed time and harvest, cold and heat, shall not fail while the earth remaineth. But Lord, also, spiritually, the seed time and the harvest of souls. Lord, we go back many years when we spoke to the young people in the Sabbath school here about harvest time. When we see the combines in the field, may the dear little ones and young people yet be led to consider this. When we see the combine harvesters in the field, I think these were my words to them, Lord. We should think of God's harvest, his harvest of souls. Lord, make me right. Keep me right. Will I be ripe? Will it be that I shall be garnered in, taken home to glory, a shock of corn fully ripe in his due season? Lord, these are great, vital, important questions. Am I made a real Christian, washed in the Redeemer's blood? The important question. Are they ready to meet God? Lord. We beg of thee, so work to teach and bless. That the alarm might be sounded. Lord, we read the statement regarding the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. But those that know the joyful sound are those that are led on. They must know the solemn sound of warning, the alarm in Zion. Lord, thou wilt show thy people what they are. Show them thyself, themselves and thyself. And Lord, this will cause them to know they need to cry to thee for mercy. Mercy through blood I make my plea. O God, be merciful to me. Lord, we beg in this way. That we might know thy sweet mercy. Thou didst sweet mercy, I could not live here, since soon would reduce me to utter despair. Lord, we beg. May this be much felt, the blessedness of it now, here in the sanctuary tonight. Those mercies in Jesus that exempt us from hell. And Lord, thou knowest the subject laid upon our spirit to consider with the friends here tonight. Lord, how it is yet another word so grounded vitally, shortly upon the covenant of grace and the covenant blood of God. Oh, the blood of the covenant. Lord, oh, we beg we may be so led to consider these things further this night. Lord, too. Oh, that we might know and feel the accountability that we stand in to show forth thy praise. Lord, oh, we believe there is this that is to be given to thy people to know and be constrained in by thy love, Lord, that thy people may show forth thy praise. Oh, that each one that knows the blessed favour of forgiveness might tell of it, testify it, and thus show forth thy praise, to begin here on earth to praise thee, Lord, to speak of thy loving kindness, to tell of thy love, oh, tell of his wondrous faithfulness, sound his name abroad. Oh, Lord, oh, how, oh, is every word of grace as strong as that which built the skies, the voice that rolls the stars along, speaks all the promises. Lord, do bless souls, and so get to thyself honour and glory. We carry a burden for souls. Bless the young people, Lord. Teach them in early days, if it could please thee. May they know solemnly what they are and where they are. Oh, give them to be concerned. Oh, Lord, especially in the light of solemn understanding given, Lord, the brevity of life. Oh, Lord, there are so many dangers. The dangers on the roads, the dangers of, Lord, about the enemy Satan. Lord, oh, the uncertainty of life. Lord, how one can be cut off in a moment, and where shall I spend eternity? Lord, oh, do so work to impress upon the young people. Oh, the life is uncertain, but Lord, one thing is certain, death is certain, and the judgment day, an eternity before them. Eternity, tremendous sound. The guilty soul's a dreadful wound. But oh, if Christ and heaven be mine, how sweet the accent, how divine. Impress it in young hearts, Lord. Give a concern over eternity. Where shall I spend eternity? Where will my never-dying soul go if I die? When I die, where shall I spend eternity? Oh, prepare my soul for that great day. Wash me in the Saviour's blood. Take my sins away. We pray for all thy people, Lord. Oh, many we know and love, but many we do not. Thou dost know all thy people. We pray for all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity and in truth. And Lord, too, we pray for thy dead elect, that thou mightest quicken them. We believe thou wilt manifest them, Lord, bringing them forth from the womb of the covenant. Oh, may there be the witness in the church of God of this and that one born in her. May we be looking for it, Lord, praying for it. May we be calling upon thee with a burden for precious souls. Quicken souls and make them cry, Jesus, save me or I die. Oh, may yet there be witness here in thy cause of truth here that this and that one is born again. Bring back those that have gone wandering, those that have got away, those who headlong as their mad career. Bring them back, Lord. Lord, if it be thy will, we beg, they might be brought to return, to come to their father's house. Lord, thou knowest these that we think of in families, here and up and down, across the land, in the families of thy people. Lord, there are some pursuing very dangerous callings. We think particularly of some of those that are in the armed forces, Lord. You know is how we were calling upon thee day by day when we knew there were those, particularly one at one time when we were hearing of so many soldiers dying in those war areas, Lord. And Lord, praying, carrying one and another, Lord, as we have as time's gone on. Lord, oh, do watch over them and keep them. Oh, Lord, preserve them. And oh, in thy time, deal with them. And oh, that then they will be able to tell of the things they've experienced. Oh, he watched all my path. When Satan's blind slave, I sported with death, Lord. Oh, we know what that is. Lord, oh, may there be those that so shall be brought to come to thee, to return, and come, Lord. Oh, Lord, to be so brought and blessed in time, according to thy will, to tell of thy love. Lord, do so work, and mine be blessed testimonies to thy glory from precious souls, blessed of God, favoured to know thy love. The love of Christ constraineth us. Lord, hear us for many we think of and bear before thee. Lord, oh, we pray for our land once more. Lord, thou knowest what a sad state we're in. And we do sigh and cry for the abominations done in our land. Still in wrath, remember mercy, Lord. And Lord, we pray for our dear friend Peter, who knoweth his major operation before him. Especially we remember his dear beloved wife and dear family. Lord, they will be very anxious, but oh, we beg, thou wilt support them. Help them to pray. Help them to beg. We well remember when our dear late friend Mr. Warboys was so ill, and talking tenderly to some of the young ones connected in the family. And Lord, how those young ones even were able to say to me how they've been praying for their dear grandfather. Oh, we know his case was toward the end of his journey, his affliction was. And Lord, thou didst help them in the family. And thou canst help our dear friends here in this time. We believe thou wilt. Oh Lord, the hymn writer says, thus supported, who shall find? Oh, that they might have grace to trust thee, faith to trust thee. Lord, everything's in thy hand. So we commend to thee and pray for our dear friend and his loved ones and all the wider family, the church here, the people here. Lord, they are in it together. Lord, we carry our dear friend. We bring him unto thee. We pray to thee, our God. Thou art the good physician. Lord, is in thy hand. We beg, Lord, hear us. We believe thou hast heard us. Lord, we believe in thee. We trust in thee. We cast our care upon thee. Lord, hear us in heaven, thy dwelling place. Oh, when thou hearest, forgive all our many sins, our sins in our prayers. Oh, wash us truly. We beg thee, Lord. We ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 1149. What think you of Christ is the test, to try both your state and your scheme. You cannot be right in the rest unless you think rightly of him. As Jesus appears in your view, as he is beloved or not, so God is disposed to you, and mercy or wrath is your lot. Hymn 1149.
Thank you.
as the Lord may help me, friends, I would direct you to the Epistle of Paul to the Hebrews, chapter 13, and the verses 20 and 21. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 20 and 21. Now the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. This subject, friends, is, I believe, as desired by the Apostle Paul. The Holy Spirit so working in the heart, and with gracious purpose, the purpose of God, so gave Paul the Apostle to pen these words in this letter to the Hebrews. It is his express desire and prayer for what is the will of God that God will do. Now the God of peace that brought again that great from the dead, the Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. It's the will of God to make his people perfect, which means complete, that they might show forth his praise, that they might have good works, not good works at all, to in any way, Paul doesn't in any way imply that they might have good works for any merit to themselves. Here is expressing holy desire according to the purpose of God, that God's people shall be made by grace zealous of good works. God to work that, to make them such, make you perfect in every good work to do his will. And of course, it's his good work in doing it, in making his people perfect. And this is not something that the child of God will glory in himself. This is the establishment of poor sinners, blessed of God in the faith. The desire of the apostle, prayer, in a sense, prayer to God, it's an expression of prayerful desire, according to God's will, for the people, that God would so work in them, so to will and to do of his good pleasure. And the people of God to be graciously exercised with longing desire to show forth God's praise. Now the God of peace, of course the 20th verse is such a wonderful clear acknowledgement of Christ Jesus, the Lord. And we've been singing such a hymn, so applicable for the people of God to consider personally, what think ye of Christ? Oh, God's people will think so highly of Christ, the one thing needful. He, the lovely one, the blessed one, the holy one, the best beloved of the church. In the song we read that way in which the dear spouse acknowledged her beloved is white and ruddy, the chief among 10,000, the altogether lovely. This is my beloved. This is my friend, O ye daughters of Jerusalem. Here, I believe, is that secret of the Lord. Now the God of peace, and God's people will know him to be the God of peace. He brings peace by his cross, peace by his cross as Jesus made, the church's ever living head. If you're a child of God who knows something of the conflict from the enemy Satan and your wicked heart, if you're a child of God who knows that terrible fight that is against you, knows that battle with confused noise and garments rolled in blood, every battle of the warrior is, if you know this, you long to know this peace. The God of peace. And our God is the God of peace. He's the God who has wrought and brought our peace by the cross of Christ. Christ said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, and let it not be afraid." Oh, friends, hear this word is a word of prayerful desire, according to God's will, for the people of God, those who have been favoured, blessed to know in some measure the love of God, the love of Christ. Oh, now the God of peace. Now at this time, now on this Lord's Day, this Sabbath Lord's Day evening, now at this time, through what you have been taught and know in experience, even now in the face of things before you, now the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep. Notice how the apostle, he says, our Lord Jesus, the people of God can join together and acknowledge our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I so remember so much the late Mr. Green, my wife's uncle as he was, how he used to express the dear Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, the child of God will know him as such. My Lord, my life, my all. Our Lord Jesus Christ. He's so precious, friends, to the child of God. The Lord has worked in them to make him such. He has fulfilled that promise we mentioned this morning. I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man more than the golden wedge of Ophir. Yes. He is more precious far than life and all its comforts are to his people. Oh, here the apostle acknowledges this. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, what wondrous statement this is. The God of peace, that's God Jehovah, that's God the Father, brought again from the dead. Our Lord Jesus Christ, it's a acknowledgement of the victory of Christ. It's acknowledgement of the resurrection of Christ. It's an acknowledgement of the Lord alive forevermore, who has the keys of hell and of death. in heaven now at God's right hand. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep. Art thou a sheep? Art thou one of the sheep? Art thou one of those that need leading? Oh, when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. Oh, he leadeth me beside the still waters. Oh, what favour this is. Oh, when he leadeth me into green pastures and by the still waters, he restoreth my soul. Oh, what wonderful thing this is. Oh, but this too, friends, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep. Oh, he's the shepherd of his little flock, the lamb that took their guilt. Oh, yes, he goeth before his people, he leads them out. Oh, even when they walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he gives that strengthening of faith. I will fear no evil. Oh, the sacred confidence that God can and does give to his people when they walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Oh, here the psalmist could say, without presumption, I will fear no evil. But what was this? How was this? For thou art with me. The confidence of faith gave him that confidence to say, thou art with me, and thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Oh, how blessed this is. Wonderful this is. Yes. Oh, this is what the dear apostle is exercised to write here and record here. Now the God, now tonight, the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect. Oh, make you perfect. That means, I believe, complete. To be made to be a true believer. To be favoured to have faith in exercise with some measure, such a measure of assurance. To believe in your Lord, to trust him, and to be able to cast all your care upon him. To believe he is your shepherd. He is that one that cares for you. He is that one that goes before you. He is that one who has come to this earth and suffered, bled and died for you. And thus he must care for you, because you're bought with a price. Oh, this is so precious to him. Bought with a price, so precious to God the Father. You know, there are those important, very important ways in which we should consider preciousness as it relates to God's people in their experiences. Christ will be made exceedingly precious. His people will know this so much more and more sealed to them. They know it in the need of him. They know it in the want of him. They know it as he blesses, as he favours, as God by the Spirit gives that confirming, that sealing of the Spirit, pardon and peace through the blood of Christ. He's so precious. He's precious in his vital blood, that soul cleansing flood, the application of it Oh, it's so precious. But you know, also for God's praise, his people are precious to him. Precious they are, for they're bought with a price. Oh, the child of God, to consider it. You're bought with a price, and to consider the wonder of this, and how he's so precious as he's paid that price for you. But also, for God's praise, to consider like this. You're precious to him, for he's formed you for his praise. His people shall show forth his praise. And that is what we've got here, I believe, in the subject here. Make you perfect in every good work to do his will. Because you're precious to him for this purpose, to do his will. Now, friends, if we can follow it and understand this as God gives light and leading, you know, if we do really know something of the preciousness of Christ, and oh, something of the favour of his love, and all the blessed things of the favour known by the application of the blood of Christ by faith to our hearts and consciences, Christ is truly precious then. And oh, God requires us to show forth his praise. The whole purpose in the work of grace in a sinner is God's purpose to have to himself a people for his praise. Now, we're all got the old nature still, which doesn't want to submit, doesn't want to follow Christ. But oh, we do need to be concerned, because we are given a new nature. God gives enabling to sinners, enabling grace. He fires their bosom with his love, which causes them to love him in return. And so his people, with their bosom set on fire with the love of Christ, they are accountable to show forth his praise, to render praise, render the praises due. Show the proof of your love to him. And it's this, that the Spirit will work in God's people, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well pleasing in his sight. Oh, what pleases a father more than an obedient child? Oh, father, even a natural earthly father will be very pleased with the obedient children he's given. If they are obedient, a child that's disobedient is grieving his father. But an obedient child, is a father's joy. Yes, truly so, naturally so. Friends here, these are words of the great God, their Father. These are words given by the Spirit. These are words given for the dear apostle to pen. The dear apostle is exercised for God's glory. These words written to the Hebrews, recorded for us all. Oh, if God use them and apply them tonight, it will so affect poor souls who know something of the love of Christ. And I believe it will cause you to really desire to be in the secret of this. Now, the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to to do his will. Friends, there are many things that are brought to us to consider and to be concerned over. And I believe I can honestly say in my latter days now, whatever the issue is, whatever the matter is, oh, the important thing is that we should seek to know the will of God, and that the will of the Lord might be done. People do stubbornly reject and do not want to submit to the will of God. People do all sorts of things to get round or avoid doing the will of God. That's what comes from our old nature. But God's purpose for his people is they shall know and do his will. And we have it here in this word. Make you perfect in every good work to do his will. What is the will of the Lord? His people shall serve him. His people shall praise him. His people shall obey his voice and all his will esteem. I think of those words I mentioned to David at the close of the service last Lord's Day. The hymn writer puts it well. Oh, we feel it, friends. Oh, that my soul could love and praise him more, his beauty's trace, his majesty adore, live near his heart, upon his bosom lean, obey his voice, and all his will esteem. Oh, is God speaking to you? Is he requiring of you to obey his voice and all his will esteem? You know, this is God's purpose for you. This is how and why he's blessed you, that you might obey his voice and all his will esteem. You know what his voice is. You know what that voice is which speaks for you in heaven, the voice of the blood that brings that secures your peace with God. As your Lord pleads your cause in heaven, it's all based upon what he did here on earth. He pleads it in heaven. How he cares for you. How in his loving kindness he has that heart of tenderness, his bowels melt with love, touched with his sympathy within. He knows our feeble frame. He knows what sore temptations mean, but he has felt the same. Oh, friends, if we're given light to know this and believe this, oh, what about us on this earth, walking this earth, living the rest of our days out here on this earth, the time that is allotted to us? Are we giving it unto him? Are we desiring to praise him and live unto him? Oh, that we might be kept from sinning. We might be seeking with exercise to be in the fear of the Lord. We might be favoured to want to be showing forth his praise, showing the world who we love and who we serve, telling the sinners round what the dear Saviour we have found. Oh, made obedient. When the Lord says, follow me, to desire to follow him. When he says, keep my commandments, to desire to keep his commandments. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Oh, the Lord will so require of us. And here the apostle, he very carefully, prayerfully, brings this point here in his letter. Now, the God of peace, the brought again from the dead. Oh, this is based upon these tremendous things of the favour of God, what God has done for poor sinners. Now, the God of peace, that brought again from the dead. Think of what, all your blessings, all your prospect, all your hope, hangs upon the glorious resurrection of Christ. Oh, if I may very carefully say, if Christ had not risen from the grave, we wouldn't have any hope, friends, because death would have conquered him. But he vanquished death. He gained a victory over sin and death and hell through witnessed by his glorious resurrection. He's alive forevermore. Oh, our Lord lives no more to die, lives the Lord on high. And he lives for his people. And he lives to come again and take them unto himself, where he says, I am, there ye may be also. Everything depends upon him still, our living Lord, what he has done, what he's doing now. And so, friends, I bring these words. I believe the dear Spirit has led me to them, and to bring them before you tonight. Make you perfect in every good work. And you know this is for personal consideration as the Spirit leads you. Make you perfect in every good work to do his will. You know, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. Oh, he that looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein is not a forgetful hearer, but the doer of, that says there, the works. This man is blessed in his deed. Yes, because God is honoured. God is glorified. God's praise is sung. His people rejoice. Oh, this is all God's purpose, his will. Oh, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. Yes. Through Jesus Christ. You can never do it in anything of your own strength. You won't have any purpose to. But the Lord works it, you see. Works it in his people. That which is well pleasing in his sight. Oh, it may be so. Oh, the exercise might be strong in God's people whom he's blessed. Yes. I'm a witness of how this can be so. Because when I was so blessed, I felt the Lord was had called me to follow him, and I was so willing to. But having 5 days of gospel liberty, before I could testify of what I had experienced, the devil came in like a flood. And so it was that I went on some years then, before I actually testified of God's love to me, or what he'd done for me. But you know, the time came in God's will when he raised me up again, blessed me so much, again, brought me up out of a horrible pit that I'd got into, gone down into, where I'd had so much of the onslaught of Satan, the gunshot from hell. But then he blessed me again, raised me up again. Gave me faith in exercise, confidence of faith. Showed me himself his victory or the grave. Blessed me under the words, thanks be unto God who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Yet then, I still didn't follow the Lord for a short time, about 18 months. But the Lord led his servant, the late Mr. Buck, to pray in my hearing, in the prayer, in the service. And it was that power in the prayer that arrested me. He simply said, Lord, put it into the heart of any soul here who has known thy favour, has been greatly favoured, to follow thee. And that just did it, friends. I couldn't resist that power. Oh, constrained by his love, we testified of him. You know, God can do it. May it appear in a strange way that God will do it. The power of his holy love. The love of Christ constraineth us. Oh, this is what is known. He draws the chosen race by his sweet resistless grace, causing them to hear his call, and before his feet fall, the Lord does it. He will do it according to his will. And so it is like we read in another way related to his sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto my sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Make you perfect. Friends, I can honestly say, this desire, this prayer is in my heart for many here. Make you perfect in every good work to do his will. Oh, through a working in you, that which is well-pleasing in his sight. Well-pleasing. You know, it must be concerning the praise of God. That which is well-pleasing in his sight. It's the obedience of faith. Worked by the Spirit in the child of God. It's the praise of God's thrice holy name. It's the showing forth of his praise. It's this favour that has wrought and brought what brought our dear young friend. Oh, who like me, his praise should sing, should testify, should tell of the love of Christ that one has truly known and felt. Oh, friends, this is the way of God, the way God works, blesses his people, requires of them. When much is forgiven, much is required. We read how Mary loved much, and how even the Lord spoke of her, what she had done to Christ himself. When the disciples even murmured, but the Lord rebuked them. She has wrought a good work on me. She's done it for my burial. And it shall be wherever this gospel is preached, testify for a memorial unto her. Oh, what importance, you see, is so given in the word and stands in God's will for his purpose, for his praise. Is so confirmed in many parts of the word and the way in which he has led his people to show forth his praise. When Mary, that we read in another context, when she break the box and the odour filled the house. Oh, when poor souls, blessed souls, come before the church to testify. They really break the box and the odour fills the house. When sinners tell of the love of Christ, it's a sacred odour. It's a sacred atmosphere. Oh, when the favour so known and his people testify, the people of God love to hear the things stated, testified of Christ. We love his charming name. No music to our ears is such as that. Oh, to hear of what he's done. When sinners tell of his wondrous faithfulness and sound his name abroad. Oh, to speak of what you think of Christ. If ask what of Christ, of Jesus I think. Though my best words are but poor. I say he's my meat and my drink, my Lord and my life and my store, my shepherd, my husband, my friend, my saviour from sin and from thrall, my hope from beginning to end, my Lord and my life and my all. Well, friends, time seems to sped away, but only beg of the Lord to apply his word, to bless soul, and thus to get honour and glory to his thrice holy name, Jehovah to be praised. Oh, to testify, my God is Jehovah, the living God, to praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Now, the God of peace, that brought again from the dead, our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. Oh, there's no mistake in here. The people of God will love the covenant of grace. Oh, praise God for the covenant. Oh, bless God for electing love. Praise him. Oh, amazed at his stupendous choice. Grace has put me in the number of the Father's family. Why was I made to hear his voice and enter Wilder's room? Well, thousands make a wretched choice rather starve than come. Remember, of course, his people are put in, enrolled in the Lamb's Book of Life, chosen ere time began. There's no adding to the covenant, friends, and the devil can't take away any. No, it stands. O believer, it stands. Thy rising fears to quell. Signed by thy bleeding, sure his hand, in all things, ordered well. Oh, to go just to state, and then we close. The words of our morning text, my covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing. His covenant will he not break, nor alter the thing that has gone out of his lips. What he said to you, it will never, never change. You will never, never be lost if he's spoken to you. What he's promised must be fulfilled on this firm rock. Believe us, Bill. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day were £645, for which we are very thankful. God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening to pray for Peter and his family and others in deep affliction. Mr. Pocock is expected to preach on Tuesday and Mr. Pack next Lord's Day, and he hopes to address the Sunday school in the afternoon if able. The collections today are for the starving in Africa. And there will be a young people's meeting at Penstanton on Friday evening at 7:15. Let us close with hymn 574. What a precious, needful thing is the Lord and Saviour. Zion shall his mercy sing, now, henceforth, and ever. In him a rich fullness dwells, and is freely given. Law and conscience Jesus quells, crooked things makes even. Hymn 574.
Thank you.
forgive anything thou hast seen amiss. Do own and bless thy word. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us now and evermore. Amen.